My name is Marwan.
Marwan. Yes, and is it okay if I record your voice?
No problem. Okay. That's fine.
So do you get a lot of tourists in your cab, right, here in Chicago?
Yes, sir, we do.
And when they ask you, you know, what's good in town, where do you tell them? Like, where's some good place to go?
Well, there's a lot of good places in the city of Chicago, definitely. But it's usually what customers like, especially, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's based on what they like, so I can suggest something. I don't usually suggest anything because it's gonna look stupid after that. You know,
that's
you may
right.
send people somewhere where they don't want to go, or you know.
That makes sense. So if they say, "What's a good show in town?" If they want to go see comedy, what do you tell them?
Comedy, the best places are by North Avenue and Wells. There's the Second City.
Okay.
And there's Zanny's. Those are good places. Affordable prices. Very affordable prices.
Okay, that's good. And what about if they say is there a good show in town, like good play or a musical? Where do you send them?
I'm not interested into that too much. I don't pay attention to that too much. But I can tell you, like, there's a lot of theaters downtown area. Maybe the Goodman Goodman Theater or the.
Starting in October. Will you tell people now to go see the reduced Shakespeare Company at the Royal George Theater?
Well, if anybody asks me, definitely. I mean, I won't lie to you.
Hi, I'm Austin Titchener, one-third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 39, Behind the Table. So first off, apologies for this week's podcast coming out a few days late. Some of you don't even listen to the podcast until Monday morning, so you might not have even noticed anything amiss. But we try to usually get the podcast up on a Friday. But because this week we were in Chicago holding auditions, we were in a small room for most of that last week looking at actors, and it was a great time. There wasn't much time to do a podcast, but it was a great time. We saw at least 30 actors, Chicago actors, and they were all terrific on some level or other. We called back 12 of them, so almost a third of the actors we saw. We called them back, 4 actors for each role that we were seeing, and it was just phenomenal what they brought, what they were able to do. We're calling this episode Behind the Table because very often what happens when an actor walks into a room, the producers or directors are sitting behind a table or on a couch from which they refuse to get up, generally unsmiling and not providing a very warm atmosphere. Except for the callbacks, we didn't sit behind a table this week. And we tried to get up and we tried to smile because I think this is true of every director. You want the actors to do a great job, so you want to put the actors in as comfortable a setting as you possibly can, put them at their ease so they could do their best work. And so I think we create a nice vibe there in the room, but what ended up happening is that there were many times during the days when we were just, you know, sitting there. And it was Matt Croak and I on the Wednesday and Thursday, and then Reed came in for the callbacks on the Friday. Because of his schedule, he couldn't get in there sooner. So we had some time, Matt Croak and I, to just kind of sit around. And so this podcast is mostly going to be that. Okay, so it's the first day of auditions here at the Improv Olympic, the IO Theater in Chicago.
I've been practicing my auditionness. You ready? You want to hear it? That was absolutely horrible. That was terrible. Boy, in my mind it sounded like Simon Cowell, but when I do it out loud, it doesn't sound...
You're so lucky you didn't have to audition.
Tell me about it. That may have been the worst audition I've ever... Well, it is a horrible accent. Now
that's the best Paula Abdul I've ever heard.
Is that what you're going for?
Okay. Well, so it's the first day, and today is an open call, and so we put the word out in Chicago, and we're wondering whether we put it out in all the places we could have, should have, but the word definitely got out. We've seen some good people this morning.
Well, it's difficult too because this is a comic. it's not pure actor role. It's not pure improv role. It's not pure clown role. It's a little bit of three. So we did hit, sounded like some people from DePaul Theater School got it, Northwestern. Yeah. We put it up at some acting schools.
Yeah, so it's great. We're seeing a lot of young actors, not a lot of older, established Chicago actors.
Right, who aren't just coming in and doing Shakespeare.
And we're hearing a lot of jokes that begin, guy walks up to the pearly gates. We must have heard three or four versions of that, of a joke that starts with that setup.
Yes.
We've had now, interesting thing, we've had one or two people act their joke, which is an interesting phenomenon.
Yeah, I'm sure for some it's not clear. They want a monologue, they want a joke. But the joke, it's almost like the shows. The shows aren't about the topics, they're about the characters. The jokes, well, the reason why we do the joke is not we want to see if you can make us laugh with a joke. It's to break out of the monologue, break out of that character, and just be yourself and tell us something. Tell us a joke, because while it's not exactly conversation, when you perform on stage, most of our characters come out, and it's not conversation, but yet it's not an acting monologue. It's being yourself, but with a stage presence. And so that's what we're trying to ascertain with someone doing a joke.
And usually we can find that, because then after they're done with the joke, we'll say, that's great. Now, where'd you go to school? And they'll just bring it way down, and then they'll start talking to us like it's a normal conversation. And we're looking for, we want that energy too, but that's not, our actors aren't asked to do that a lot in an audition. We had one guy come out in his monologue, and he literally came off the little stage here in this room and shook our hands as part of the monologue, made us part of their monologue. And a lot of people, I think, would advise people who are auditioning to not do that.